Tell her mankind has lost its humanity. To be human means you understand what is inside, not what is outside. Family is understanding what is inside. What is inside family? Blood. See, blood is thicker than water. It's important, blood. But what is more important than blood? It is a spirit. Blood is from this world. But we, our reality is not from this world. It's from somewhere else. It is from our Creator. We are sent to this world. We are put into existence. To understand Him and to know Him. And to return to Him. We were all created in original innocence. We are created in perfection. No one is created in original sin. Because our Lord is a fair one, is a just one. And He is saying, I am closer to you than my jugular vein. He did not say only for Muslims, or only for Jews, or only for Christians, or only for white or black people, or man or woman. He says to all of mankind. And Allah has created all of mankind to be one family. When we forget this, we become the worst tyrants. Doesn't matter if you are religious or not religious. Doesn't matter if you're Muslim, Jewish, or Christian. When you forget that your spirit is same and you're coming from the same source, you have lost your humanity. So the most religious Christian can become the most tyrant one. The most religious Jew can become the most tyrant one. The most religious Muslim can become the most tyrant one. Because to be merciful and to be fair, it is a heavenly characteristic. And if you have religion without understanding what is fairness and mercy, not just fairness, you have to have mercy too. Not just mercy, you have to have fairness too. When you have these two, then that time your heart is clean. You're sincere. That time you are going to look. If my anger and my ego makes me into a bad person, it doesn't matter how much I pray, if I don't step on my ego and my anger, I will become the worst person. And this is what all prophets, they came to teach. They did not come to say to mankind, you're going to hell. They came to say to mankind, you're going to paradise. you're going back to your Lord. And these are the ways to go back to Him. And He's saying, but you're doing this, this, and this. This is how you block your way back to Him. Turn your heart away from worshiping yourself and worshiping your desires and your ego. And turn your heart to worshiping Allah, who only wants the best for you. Of course, these days, only Muslims are calling God Allah. Christians have forgotten that also. Although Isa alayhi salam, in his original language, even he says Allah. It is not German to say God. So we like Allah. But you can call him any name you want. Inshallah, when we find this common ground, this humanity, then that time, even your differences, it is not big. Even your differences, it is not going to make you to fight each other. You just agree to disagree. You become like humans. Very stupid people, they say, religion is the cause of so many wars and suffering. This is what they say, no? Only this world, they don't have religion, then no one is going to fight. Bre ahmak, idiot, brainwashed, shaitanic people. Billions died because of communism too. Millions died because of democracy too. Tens of thousands of people died because of football. Anything that is in this world, people put a passion in it and they die for it. So to put the blame on religion is very stupid. Because people, they fight for anything and everything, and they die for anything and everything also. But you have to see, if you live for truth and justice, to end oppression and cruelty, close that window, regardless of religion or people, that is a fight that is worth living and fighting for. Other than that, it is only for the ego, it is only for play. May Allah accept our weak service, inshallah, and make us to accept the teachings of His prophets and the teachings of Allah's Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the teachings of the holy ones, and to put it in our lives, and to make it better for us and for all those around us, and to make us to return to Him better, inshallah. Al-Fatiha.